As the death toll from Hurricane Matthew rises in Haiti, people in Tampa's Haitian community are still on edge. WUSF's Quincy Walters visited with some people who are trying to help.
We are collecting flashlights, lots of clothes.
Jossette Toulmé of the Haitian Association Foundation of Tampa Bay takes me around a room of supplies they've been collecting since Thursday. They'll be taken to the Haitian consulate in Orlando on October 22nd.
When you saw that the hurricane was going to hit Haiti, what were you thinking?
It broke my heart. The city where my mother was born is completely gone.
The issue of environmental justice as well.
The Pradue family tunes in to CNN to find any updates since Hurricane Matthew ripped through the island Tuesday. Guy for Pradue says he's had difficulty contacting relatives even before the hurricane.
My aunt, she's still over there. I call her. She's in good shape, thanks God. But I still have friends. Some of them are okay, but some of them I'm still trying to contact them.
All that's left now is to wait. Quincy Walters, WUSF 89.7 News.